everybody. You just heard our awesome new fight song.
So good.
That's what I'm calling I'm calling our theme song a fight song, but not in the good. Hillary Clinton way.
Not in the Greenville Community College way.
Not necessarily a pantsuit anthem.
Sure.
It's actually an original song by our buddy Calvero, who mm-hmm. is an awesome kind of solo arena rock guy that really got into his music while I was on tour right before COVID.
And a one man arena.
Yeah, he's great. He's a Chicago musician, and we just wanted to plug him up top. Go check out all his stuff. He's on Twitter at Calvero _sings, CALVERO. And his music is awesome. And
it's so cool.
Check it out on Spotify. And yeah, he rules. So
and as you are now, and as you are now well aware, our new theme song kicks ass. It rules.
Yeah. It's so good. Yeah, it's just super good. And we also, if he hears this, we want to thank him for
Calvero. Nailed it. I keep showing it to everybody. I'm like, you want to hear the theme song for my podcast? They're like, no, not really, because it's that thing that's like so special to you. And other people are like, that sounds like TV quality. It's what I would expect it to be.
Yeah. It's like telling someone a really cool dream you had.
Yeah. You don't understand. Before, our theme song was just wet meat hitting each other. Just wet slapping meat sounds.
It was me cleaning some boxing gloves, which doesn't sound like anything.
Does that sound like a theme song to you? No, it's garbage. It's Foley work at best.
Anyway, so enjoy this week's episode, and thanks again to Calvero.
I get screen.
He ran Bridgetown.
I get screen legend Brad Pitt a lot. I get people say I look like that one guy, Zach Galifianakis. Sometimes.
Ever heard of him?
I get Hodor.
He's good. Hodor. He's good. You should check him out. You get Hodor.
I've never seen Game of Thrones, but I get the occasional Hodor.
I got Michael B. Jordan a couple times.
Hodor.
Nice.
It's That's from good. Colorblind people.
He's a skilled actor.
They just
actor.
See sexy. All they see is sexy. So
sure. Same thing.
Same
guy. Yeah, they just see abs all the way up, man.
It's like they have heat vision goggles and you're just a certain temperature.
That guy's definitely sexy. I just know he's sexy. It must be Michael B. Jordan.
I can't tell. Whatever that shape is sexy colored.
Whoa, give me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the very hilarious and the very not Andy Wood, Kurt Neal, everybody.
Hey,
welcome,
guys.
Kurt.
Thanks for having me. I actually pulled a double prank. I am Andy Wood.
You son of a bitch.
So,
God damn it.
God damn. You've been duck seasoning us since we started.
Look, man, prank shows are the future. We can't be around each other. We need limited budgets, limited crew, limited cast. So I'm practicing my prank show stuff.
Who would have thought COVID would have brought back the resurgence of Jamie Kennedy? We didn't see that coming.
People are like doing prank shit. I'm really pissed. I hate it.
Who
like,
would have thought? CMT.
Is anything worse than pranks?
Right. CMT would buy a Michael B. Jordan prank show. Who would have thought?
It is the ultimate not funny guys funny thing. That's what it. Oh, they're always like, yeah. And George Clooney, man, that guy loves pranks. Him,
did you guys ever,
Matt
did you guys
Damon.
Ever, you guys ever prank someone?
Like significant
prank phone
prank.
Calls, but
I've done like I'll hide around a corner and like, bruh! And that's like, that's one of the best things in the world for me. Nice. But like, I don't know if it counts as a prank.
Killed my uncle. That's a light.
Tripped my grandma once. It rocked.
Oh man, I stole my cousin's identity. Fucking ruined him. Hilarious prank.
He never recovered, man. It was hilarious.
When I was a kid, we tried to. So this comes up. This has come up a number of times on Fight Island. The UK has their own entire Dennis the Menace. It's a completely different Dennis the Menace.
What is it called?
His name is Dennis the Menace.
Oh, it's still Dennis the Menace. Okay.
Yeah, but he's.
I
he's
want
like,
it to be something else so bad.
Rupert the Troublemaker.
Yeah, that's what we want. That's right. What we were aiming.
I'm Cyril the Scamp. Watch out for me.
Right.
But he's a little bit meaner and a little bit more of a bastard. And he like kind of dabbles. Divorced. He kind of dabbles in hate crimes and what have you. He definitely picks on his enemy was called Walter the Softy, who was clearly like a euphemism for gay people.
And just it's like a hooligan, this, like a soccer hooligan, like beating
yeah,
kids
big,
up.
Okay, yes, yes, big hooligan vibes.
Just Green Street like, hooligans with fucking.
Oh, you're name? A bit different. I'm gonna bang you up, and yeah. Anyway, he used
Dennis
to
the Menace.
Of,
you mean Nigel the Violent?
Dennis the Criminal. He's just like a
he used to put a lot of pails of water on the top of doors, and then when people would open them all the way, it would dump on their head.
Quality prank.
We tried to do it to my mom when we were kids, and it was just this big ceramic jug.
Oh my god!
That we would fill up with water.
Ceramic, smart. And
yeah,
heavy. I like the heaviness.
And in a brazen act of straight up copying something I saw in a comic book, we put it over the door and she opened it and it didn't hit her. Thank God.
Yeah.
Because that's just a very heavy thing.
Turns out we fractured our mom's skull. It really went badly.
And another time, I put a tack on her seat, a straight up tack on her seat. Because I thought it was funny. It was literally, I wasn't a bad kid.
Pain is funny overall. I used to do the pull the seat out right when someone sits.
Sure, I did that once.
And
I immediately
like, trick the like
bad.
Tap the wrong shoulder, but then there's like a fist waiting once they turn around the other side. Like what? Oh, they got me! Bang! Oh fuck!
Now that's you see that never gets old. The tap on the shoulder. Anyway, I digress. We're not fighting famous pranksters today, though. In a way,
it's us versus the impractical jokers. Who's gonna win?
In a way, aren't we? I think directors are pretty much it's a trick of the light, right?
Yeah. Directing a movie is just orchestrating a big lie.
It's a prank of the light.
Right. It's fucking moon landing, right? That was one
a
big
3-hour lie, baby.
The film is the first prank in a lot of ways. Prank.
Yeah. Well, that train that came at people, that's a real story. I mean, people ran out of the theater when there was a
that's really
movie
funny.
Of a train.
That is a good prank.
Old time people are so fucking stupid. Why are we using the Constitution?
Look.
We would have done the same thing had we never seen a train before.
Absolutely.
I would have been scared.
I 100% would
have
been
those people. To adhere to their rules.
No, they don't count anymore is what you mean. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Well,
they also specifically did this thing where they wouldn't tell people. They'd be like, behold, the brand new amazing innovation film. And then nobody knew what it was, and they'd come and see it at a county fair or whatever and fucking go out of their minds. You know, they would, you know, nosebleeds, fucking vomiting.
Yeah.
There was a train in there.
That's
anyway,
cool.
For this reason and more, we are going to fight famous directors. And basically for any Kurt heads joining the show, the way that the game goes down.
What up? Shout out to my producer, Lenny. I know Lenny's listening. Hey, Lenny.
What up, Lenny? The way this goes down, it's just a big game of who would win in a fight between. We do a lightweight, heavyweight, and a middleweight round. And you'll know a lightweight when you feel one. You'll know a heavyweight when you feel one. Right. We try to decide the brackets together. So we'll decide the lightweight round first, and then we'll decide who would win in that fight, so on and so forth. It's video game rules, so old people can fight gay people, men can fight women, dogs can fight babies, whatever needs to happen. So, yeah, absolutely.
You can't get fists
at the camera. And
you can't get get in trouble for suggesting a fight.
Oh, Greta Gerwig's going to rip everyone's eyes out.
Now he's got some sort of side of bacon out. He's stabbing it. Okay, so who are your lightweight directors? And more importantly, what constitutes a lightweight director?
Right. Is it actual body type or is it like amateur?
It's cultural significance.
Is it actually like green behind? Like, so like I'm a fucking lightweight director. Cause
I just made
my first movie. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
Kurt Neil.
Kurt Neil just made a movie. Kurt Neil. It's called Derek's Dead. Kurt Neil.
Yeah, my man knows how to get to plugs before plugs.
Plug Kurt Neil, Derek's Dead plug. So,
what's
lightweight means not very experienced.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it can mean a number of things, but I think, yeah, I think you we're talking about your kind of indie directors, maybe your people who everybody knows but doesn't quite know. Who's the guy?
I got a guy.
Now some people might say, go ahead, please, Kurt.
I got a guy. That's my guy. This guy, Joe Swanberg. You know Joe Swanberg? He did Buddies. Win It All, I think he did. A lot of stuff with Jake Johnson, a lot of mumblecore kind of stuff.
Interesting. That's what I was thinking was some kind of Duplass.
Joe Swanberg and what's the other guy? You got the Noah Baumbach, for example.
Noah Baumbach's a great
For example. Yeah. You can throw Greta in there too, in a way, even though she's been nominated, right?
Name of the guy who made that famously terrible Fantastic Four movie? Roger Corman.
There you go.
Which one? They were both very bad.
Okay, yeah, but before the two bad ones.
There's the Michael Chiklis as the Thing one.
Which was honestly better. I think that was better than the one they made
It was better in a, like, I'm having a lot of fun kind of way.
It was a CW movie. I mean, that's like what it was. Oh, they Jesus. They were like, everyone's hot.
There's been four of them now. They made the bad Corman one. They made the first and second bad ones. They did like the Age of Silver Surfer. And
yeah,
they did
the Jessica Alba, Chris Evans ones.
Yeah. And then they did the one where Dr. Doom was a hacker.
I forgot about that. Speaking of Michael B. Jordan, guys who Kurt looks like.
Yeah.
This is for women who listen to the podcast but won't Google you.
Yeah. I get him all the time.
Or people in very dark rooms. the sightless.
What I've observed about talking about directors as far as weight classes is there's so many super mega heavyweight directors that our lightweight might be a little heavier classification than we think.
Interesting.
To the big dogs. I'll throw out one as a lightweight, even though he's like an award winner. He just isn't like my parents don't know who he is. You know what I mean? Guillermo del Toro.
Oh, yeah. Not your grandparents' director.
He is kind of a niche director. Like he's like making monster movies.
I'm also thinking like Paul Rudd has probably directed like one movie. So there's famous people that are not experienced directors, but like they've been
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Okay. Right. This is lightweight.
Yeah, this is a better way to describe
this
lightweight.
This is for sure the lightweight. Okay, I literally just saw one. Paul Rudd is excellent. I'm pretty sure
but I bet he did.
We need to verify whether or not he did.
If he's not, he's missing a hell of a chance because we all immediately were like, yeah, Paul Rudd.
For sure, Bradley Cooper has directed some shit. He is a lightweight director to me in that he directed two movies.
Bradley Cooper directed.
Also lightweight in terms of like what they directed is kind of lighter fare could work too. Like,
whoa, he directed A Star Is Born?
Like the Farrelly Brothers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's lightweight.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Farrelly Brothers or like Edgar Wright.
I'm putting those guys middleweight because those are like your
I think you're underestimating how many directors there are.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very interested in the brothers in general, where the brothers go, because we've got like at least three I can think of. I'm very curious about where the brothers are going to end.
Ferrelli's, Coens.
I think let's
and
put
my boy
a thumb,
the Duplasses.
And the Duplasses.
And let's put a thumb in duos for our middleweight, because I think that's going to be where they live.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I just found out Bradley Cooper directed A Star Is Born. So
yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah,
holy shit.
Like Chris Christopherson probably directed a couple movies.
Yes, totally.
Let's do all the fucking Stars Born guys. Who did it before Christopherson?
I like Christopherson versus Bradley Cooper in a battle of guys who did Star Is Born. I think that's a great lightweight matchup. Yeah.
Hang on, okay. So if Christopherson directed it, did he?
Well,
he directed the Barbara Streisand one, right?
You're the one that's acting like you have your hands on a keyboard.
he's just got them soaking in honey. Oh, like, that's Jordan Watt.
I'm just knitting.
Oh, I was just doing a zombie impression. My bad.
I'm over here doing Frankenstein. He's seated.
Oh, my
seated
bad.
Frankenstein.
Shit, I said zombie like an idiot. Oh.
This is terrible. This is
I like to punch sideways at joke. I don't punch it up. know, I like to punch it. I like to punch it to the right.
Yeah. Just stay on the line, man. Don't try to do more.
Yeah. What are we? I'm not trying to disrupt. Just
keep a steady hum of jokes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not the WeWork guy. I'm not disrupting the space.
Okay. Chris Christopherson. Let's see. Actor, composer, additional crew. I'm afraid he's not a director, you guys.
God damn it.
Fuck a piss.
Who's another actor who just like recently George got into directing?
Clooney's
directed a lot at this point, I feel like, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Clooney and Cooper, that's a good like pretty boy, like lightweight director type where they like went for prestige stuff, but we're not like, oh, you're a director. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What has Hanks directed? Has Hanks directed anything?
Tom Hanks has directed plenty of things, and I like that.
Did he direct what's the space one? But not like real space.
Oh.
Fuck. You know what I'm talking about? Apollo where they 13? Talk No, where Flat. they talk all dumb.
Oh, Cloud Atlas, dude. Yeah. Cloud Atlas rocked. I think it's actually good.
Yeah, it's
they all
longer.
Talk like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, what the truth, that's what they say. Is this the truth? I don't know what, like they still are saying
psychotic.
True. Why did they take it to double the
doubling down? Yeah.
Okay. That's
not your George Orwell shit.
All right, yeah. Films directed by Tom Hanks, That Thing You Do.
Fuck, cool movie.
Okay, guys,
that's
I think
a great
we nailed
movie.
It.
That's on HBO Max, it's great.
Who'd have thought they ever would have come up against each other, but I'm going to go ahead and lock this one in. The lightweight round for directors, Fight Island, is who would win a fight between Tom Hanks, America's sweet daddy, and friggin' Bradley Cooper, America's hot stepbrother. This is strange.
The use of daddy for both of them is very different.
Yeah, truth.
Strongly different daddies.
Don't get it mixed up. It'll be awkward.
I mean, naked in a pit, Cooper's younger. I think he's
Cooper's
a little more
younger.
Buff.
He's lithe, but man, you got it. That old man strength.
Now, wait a
there
minute.
Is
are,
old
the fights,
man.
Are the fights naked in a pit?
It's an element of it.
That's where we start.
That's kind of where we start.
I didn't know it was hot. You didn't tell me it was hot, dude.
It got too hot. Sometimes the podcast gets too hot.
Yeah,
I
Hot Island.
I would have had something. Yeah, shit. That's
two T's. Two T's. yes, I agree with you. I think Bradley Cooper, unarmed, just with his base stats, naked in a pit, would be able to take Tom Hanks down. But I would say don't underestimate the old man strength, because that's real.
There's the
that's
old man
real.
Strength. There's that. Yeah. That'll show up. But also Hanks is he's so smart and charming. Like he'll just like, he could easily like kind of he could weasel his way out of it or convince Cooper
absolutely.
Like they shouldn't fight or.
Absolutely. I could even see him like, if we're talking like, you know, Fight Island, the video game, like Tom Hanks, it's almost like you can't even swing a punch on him. There's like a cloud of like just charm around him.
And you know, the other thing he's got going for himself, he could cheat blind, like crazily, like aggressively cheat and get away with it. So he could.
Oh my God. The ref would be so charmed by him.
He could sneak in all sorts of weapons and like, good luck trying to tell him this. You know, he's like fucking jabbing him in the liver or something.
Bradley Cooper, in a lot of ways, young.
You know the next two.
Young Tom Hanks vibes. You know? Kind of young Tom Hanks vibes.
It's
a little bit. Bradley Cooper, though, plays a dick better than. That might be to Bradley Cooper's advantage, is he's got a little meanness to him where Hanks, it's like so hard at this point to get him to be aggro.
It's easy to believe that Tom Hanks has never been in a fight and Bradley Cooper has probably won some fights.
True.
Or definitely got his ass kicked.
Or he like knows how to take a punch even.
Yeah.
Like
I
we
think
can try to come up
advantage.
With cute reasons Tom Hanks has a shot, but Bradley Cooper would like break his fucking neck in 5 seconds.
yeah, there's a chance. Does Hanks's overall kind of like persona help him in this fight? Like, does Cooper just admire him?
I still don't know the context of the fight though. Are we actually naked in a pit? What are they?
I mean, I think it goes down. I think we're talking like a theater in the round, black box theater, and they're given like a
is there like a rack of weapons to choose from, and they each get to take one? And
yeah,
absolutely.
I think they both get to pick an award show trophy, and that's what they fight with.
But award that they won?
An award that they
won. It's got to be an award that they won.
Cooper's got a globe. Some are sharper than others. Some are sharper than others. Some are
heavier. There's a globe and there's an Academy Award. And one is sharp and one is heavy.
But somehow someone has like a scarf from some weird thing. So they can like choke someone out.
Some kind of weird, like adorned with medals from like the Braille Institute.
They're at a weird award after show party because it's two guys who love, you know, show business. They're not
it's so funny.
They're broad. There's a lot of fucking that shit called? Man. That sugar glass shit, just like fake bottles ready to go.
So much of it
is for show.
Theatrical.
And I think when the fight really goes down, is one of them is like, hey, you're not pulling your punches.
Listen to this. Here's a brief sampling of the awards that Tom Hanks has won. Academy Award for Best Actor, Philadelphia. Golden Globe for Best Actor,
Golden Globe.
Castaway, Forrest Gump. Golden Globe, Cecil B. DeMille Award, the Presidential Medal of Fucking Freedom.
That'll knock somebody out.
2016, Obama, when it was still good.
When it still counted.
Still worth it.
Screen Actors Guild.
Now Joe Biden gives it to you. It's actually just a fudgicle. Come on, man.
But here's the thing. Could Bradley Cooper have like some weird bat he won as a trophy? I could see Bradley Cooper having some weird ass trophy from some like fucking thing in college. It's like a sword.
Yeah.
True. Like
his name carved 100%. Into it or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
From his frat or some shit.
It's like maybe
he won a Razzie from Limitless and that thing's dangerous. Big heavy Razzie.
Channel 101 in Los Angeles had we have a Channel 101 awards, the Channies, every year. Yeah. And one year they were swords. They were these little swords with like the name awesome. Of the award and the name of the winner so etched fun. Into them.
Did Bradley Cooper win one?
He should have. He was great in fucking time.
He was great toilet. In like, you know, fart cadets or whatever time the toilet. Channel 101 thing was.
I said time toilet. That's as close as I got.
Fart cadets.
Poop patrol.
I almost feel like the Limitless drug could come into this, you know,
for Tom or for just Brad or both?
For Cooper, for Bradley Cooper. Like,
well, I almost feel like you only get props from movies you're in.
I think you get props from movies you directed.
Interesting.
So
Bradley Cooper's coming with a guitar and an alcohol.
He's got a guitar
problem.
And booze. Yeah.
He's got Lady Gaga coming in on like a swing.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, he gets a noose.
Tom Hanks would have the wonders, obviously.
No, he's got the guns from Saving Private Ryan.
Guns from Saving Private Ryan.
Did he direct Saving Private Ryan?
Oh, shit. No, I keep forgetting we're talking about directing.
No, he co-directed it.
Did he really?
Oh,
he did.
So he does get some battle paraphernalia.
Oh, so he gets
half a gun.
Okay. I think I'm ready to lock in my vote, and I'll explain why.
Who are you going?
So Bradley Cooper, young, spry, live. Mm-hmm. You know, he's probably relatively
keep going.
Jacked. And Tom Hanks had COVID, so clear a physical physical advantage for Bradley. But
he had COVID and beat it.
That's true, but does it make you stronger or a little weaker?
Is he kind of screwed up in the head now?
Or is he believing a hoax? Fight Island, we think COVID's a hoax.
That's not true.
No, it is.
We don't know that yet. So, we don't know.
Wear a mask. Everybody wear a mask. A werewolf mask.
What do masks do?
Yeah, we're the number one podcast for fucking sheep.
Bad, dude. Bad.
No, okay. I'm kidding. Don't sue us.
Oh, bro.
Don't cancel your Patreon.
Do it.
So
fucking cancel.
Cooper,
cancel your Patreon.
So Cooper has all these physical advantages. Tom Hanks, though. You look at his movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's a theory that he's a CIA op. That Tom Hanks makes Americana. There's a theory that Tom Hanks makes Americana. He makes propaganda movies.
Who'd you hear this theory from, big guy?
To make you believe in. I mean, friend of the podcast, Brendan McGowan. But
oh my God, we can't trust McGowan.
How many?
Tom Hanks is a CIA op. Bradley Cooper gets taken out even before he throws a punch. He gets taken out like JFK.
Doesn't even make it to the ring.
Jeez, I mean, if that is the case, you would walk up on Tom Hanks thinking he's this, you know, avuncular, fatherly, joyful charm battery, and then he fucking he sidesteps you and it's all piano wire. Nobody would see it coming.
Yeah.
That's an incredible thing. I don't know how many chans deep you were on that one when you fucking unearthed that pearl, but
I
don't know.
It's on 41 chan. It's fine. See?
They're up to 41 now.
It's just about Tom Hanks being an op and bomb schematics. That's it.
Now that's what I call chan 41.
I think
and pornography described as two anime.
You make a good point, but honestly, I could see. Boy, he's got him wrapped up in that piano wire. One thing you didn't take into account, and he like opens his tooth thing. Fucking limitless drug pops out. And then he's able to counter it. I'm gonna give it to Cooper. I think Cooper's the up and coming Hanks. I think he's got some moves. I think he's seen a fight or two, like Kurt says.
Thank you.
I don't think Tom Hanks has fought a fight in his life.
No shit.
But yeah, I'm gonna give it to Bradley Cooper. I think Bradley Cooper's got this one.
Kurt, you're the tiebreaker. Who do you think wins a fight here?
I still don't fully understand where this fight is happening, but in my mind...
Black Box Theater.
That's right. Okay. There's no way Tom Hanks fights. He doesn't even do it. I don't think Tom would rather die by Bradley Cooper's hands than harm another man.
Oof.
So I don't even see Tom trying. Jeez. I think Tom would go, guess it's my time. Good luck to you, Brad. And then he'd let his neck get broken.
Oh my God! What a legend Hanks becomes then.
Right.
Oh, Jesus I almost style. See, Jesus style. Boy. Jeez, you know, I almost see him doing something like that, and then nobody would do it. Nobody would strike. Hanks down.
Forfeit.
I almost feel like Bradley Cooper would take his life. He'd fight himself.
Oh. Bradley Cooper snaps his own neck.
So he doesn't have to snap Tom Hanks's.
Rather than lift a hand against
him. He's too beloved. He can't do it.
Wow. I can't. And also, Cooper's a good actor, so you know he can summon it, too. And he does it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he can commit.
He just Meisner's his own head
right
off.
You know he can commit to snapping his own neck.
Hanks takes it. Lightweight fight.
You just flipped me, too. I think it's a runaway win for Hanks.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's a sweep.
All right. Middleweight combatants for Fight Island directors. Now, we sort of unofficially decided on duos. Twin threats.
And I'm going to call it right now. I think I know what it is, and I think you guys are going to love it.
Go ahead.
Coen Brothers?
Yep.
Versus, however you say it, Wachowski's Matrix.
Oh,
good. That's a great one.
Let me throw this one for you just to see, just for a somewhat wackier flavor.
Kurt just threw about 100 miles an hour. So,
good luck. It was good luck hitting 101, Elvis Chapman.
It was very good. So, Wachowski's versus the Farrelly brothers.
I get where you're going. It's maybe more interesting. It's maybe more entertaining.
But it's not the prestige fight of a middleweight. You're right.
But sometimes you need that middle one to be wackier. You know, can we do a three-headed? Can we do three duos?
Oof. I don't think so. I think you nailed it out of the gate. I think that was a bullseye. I think it's Wachowski's versus the Coen brothers. Sam, am I wrong?
I think that's perfect. I think it's a perfect clash of styles. Sure. I just remembered they directed Cloud Atlas.
Oh, the Wachowskis?
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
So now what I want to see out of this one, I want them to be able to like, now they're like, they're pulling out pawns. They're like fighting each other with their people.
Absolutely.
I want to see Matrix characters fighting characters from like Buster Scruggs. 100%.
You know what? I'm even seeing, okay, so first of all, let's officially christen it. I'm locking it in. The question before us is who would win in a fight between the Wachowskis of Matrix fame and the Coen brothers of Blood Simple?
And I like the flow of the fights here because the first round is persona versus persona. It's actor versus actor, established person. The second, it is kind of two sets of
style
master philosophers.
Style. Yeah.
Mm. Now, it's tough.
How do you say it? Wachowski? Is that the right
one? Is it Wachowski or Wachowski?
You know what? It's a free for all.
Okay.
Let's say
Wachowski. Okay. You know who they got to pull out first and foremost? The fucking
Neo.
the creepy blonde guys with the dreads.
Oh,
the other twins.
Yeah,
yeah, they stick. Yeah, they're blonde dread avatars.
What they envisioned themselves as in the Matrix.
Did you know that they caught like a bunch of shit from like anti-defamation leagues for
the dreads?
People were being like, you're making people afraid of albinos.
My friend
got him for that.
One of the best. that's the best Halloween costumes I've ever seen was my friends nailed those two guys. And they just,
that's so funny.
Everywhere they
that's
went, good. One was kind of just right behind the other, and they were just kind of like looking down. Oh God,
that great. Rules. That's so fun.
Who do the Coens bring out then?
I mean,
the Coens have got some tools, man.
Well, you got the two. You got the Buscemi and his buddy from Fargo. Guy, that crazy guy that always plays like a psycho Russian. Those two are together.
They have the Trump card to me.
Go on.
They have Anton Chigurh.
That guy.
They have death himself. I mean,
he just
takes
out everybody.
Yeah, that's how are you defeating the inevitability of death?
I'll tell you how you do that with two fucking deathless albino dreadlock guys who can kind of turn into ghosts.
What is death if reality isn't real, motherfucker?
Here's another thing I need to see, though. It's barely a fight, but I need to see Tommy Lee Jones in No Country for Old Men kind of just verbally spatting with Tom Hanks from Cloud Atlas. Hanks is spitting out
now,
that
what the
like,
hell is a true?
What the true? Back on the ranch and we were doing that, you know? Those two just going back and forth. Oh my God. That's just,
I heard these two fellas look like ghosts attacked a couple of my friends. You heard anything about that? A
couple years ago.
Speak of the true.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes the true mean false. Yeah. Yeah. That's tricky stuff.
So what are the Wachowskis directed other than it's Matrix, Cloud Atlas? There's some other good thing in there that isn't.
Oh, Speed Racer,
people say is good.
Speed Racer actually wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Weren't they the Lovely Bones? No, that was my man, Peter Jackson.
Oh, damn.
Pete, shout out Pete.
The one I was thinking of was V for Vendetta.
Oh, V for Vendetta rules.
But that wasn't them, was it?
Yeah.
That was a Wachowski?
Now,
that guy's a badass.
Yeah, that guy's a total badass.
That guy is Chigurh level cinema murderer.
That guy versus Chigurh. Yeah, those two. That's the fight.
I mean, okay, so I've almost seen
those little knives
like,
and Chigurh with his fucking cattle prod thing.
Right? I would fucking watch that.
Yeah.
Imagine him trying to chase. But imagine him trying to actually chase someone down with just a little cattle prod. He's like, hey,
get
come
over
here.
Yeah.
Get back here, you little creep. Quit doing acrobatics at me.
Yeah. I almost see it as like the albino dudes come out and it's like
yeah, good.
And fucking Chigurh takes them down, no problem. Hey, behind you. And then from out of nowhere, the fucking V for Vendetta guy is there and he's got, you know, you remind me of an opera or whatever. And like then they have to fight who wins between Chigurh and the V for Vendetta guy.
I think Vendetta takes him, dude.
I think you're right.
Because he's a hero.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say is in the Coen world, there's room for losing. Yeah, in the Wachowskis world, there's no losing. There's just transformation.
Because we're only ever going to get to Neo. You know what I mean? So nobody's going to fucking beat Neo. I don't know.
Who's going to beat Neo? Barton Fink?
Who's going to beat Neo? The fucking guy that shot Buster Scruggs at the end? I don't know. The other guy that was singing?
Yeah. Buster Scruggs fucking rules. Man. I'm going to rewatch awesome. Buster Scruggs.
That guy's from Old Crow Medicine Show. The guy that kills him.
Oh, yeah. I think I knew
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, that rules. Yeah.
Whoa, no shit.
I went to a live screening of the show with the brothers and some of the cast, and that guy opened the show with a couple songs.
That's incredible.
At the El Capitan.
God damn.
It's amazing.
That's a hell of a ticket. Hot ticket.
Oh, baby.
Coronavirus put an end to that, though. Anyway.
Coronavirus ended karaoke, which you guys are both very good at.
Hey, yeah. I'm a big
you want to talk about karaoke?
We can sell karaoke.
I killed it last
Kurt's
time.
Kurt's the only person I think respectably does a Garth Brooks.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, interesting. What's your jam? What's your Garth Brooks?
I could sing any Garth Brooks. Usually, Colin Baton Rouge, I think, is the best Garth.
Great karaoke jam, too. It gets everyone psyched.
It's fucking pump up jam. Standing outside the fire always works if you can handle it.
Oof.
If you
don't start crying.
Also, 2 Pina Coladas and 2 of a Kind, Working on a Full House. Those are
great. Those are very good country karaoke.
If you sing No Friends in Little Places, I'll fucking choke you.
Back in the times,
rookie shit.
In the before times, no, that's like going up and singing Ring of Fire. Come on, what are you doing?
I'm gonna go sing Don't Stop Believing.
Are you gonna sing the Beatles? Do you think you have something to bring to the tale?
Me and five friends are gonna sing Bohemian Rhapsody, I guess.
Twice, the long version.
Yeah.
I've been going with a lot of Elton John. Levon, that's a real banger.
That's tight.
Levon's great.
Good one.
Yeah. Take me to the pilot.
It's fun to find anything interesting. There's fucking what's his name? This old country dude that did Eastbound and Down. And he was in Waterboy. He was like the shitty coach. What is that guy's name?
Oh yeah.
Jerry Reed. Jerry Reed.
Yeah.
I could not think
of it. So he did the original Eastbound and Down song, and he's got these songs about like getting eaten by gators and fucking she got the gold mine, I got the shaft, like about like a divorce. He's got these amazing songs that are just so fucking good.
That's great. I got really into Rocky Erickson this Halloween.
Who's that?
Who's like a weird, spooky, like 50s. He sings rockabilly songs about like, I fell in love with a Frankenstein.
Yeah, bring that back to karaoke once we get back, man. Everybody's going to love it.
Yeah. I do think that is cool.
So I got to say, like, I'm even thinking like Naked in a Pit. I just don't imagine the Wachowskis bring in anything other than that deep 90s fucking synth music heat. Absolutely.
It's better fighting music. Playing.
It's great.
It's better fighting music. Like, as Kurt said, you're not going to be sauntering along to fucking Buster
Scruggs.
Banjo. I'm going to whoop somebody's ass to this. This will be great. Although,
the Coens are so appropriate for death, but the Wachowskis are so much more appropriate for fighting.
Oh!
You know?
Fuck, that might be it right there, dude. Not a lot of fighting happening in Coen Brothers movies. It's always just a sudden act of violence. It's not like an orchestrated fucking kung fu battle here.
Yeah. I'm having a trouble. Now I'm trying to think of maybe you had it right with the Farrelly Brothers. They had a better shot with like Stuck on Me, or some of these guys might have had a better shot against the Twins.
A little bit more of a slapstick situation.
I think what you combat the Wachowskis' seriousness with is a little goofball
fucking
shit.
Dumb and Dumber confusing everybody.
I think
sometimes you have, you're dead serious and you have white dreadlocks, sometimes you get cum in those dreadlocks and then you have to deal with that.
Yeah.
You get something about married and then you're fucked.
Evil Jim Carrey in Me, Myself, and Irene.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Okay, well, while we can certainly agree that
it's a real rock, paper, scissors, I think, with those three.
Truly.
That's why I wanted a three-headed monster.
Damn, it's true. Six-headed monster.
That is so funny. Oh, fuck. So, well, then what would happen, let's say, in an unprecedented turn of Fight Island events, here comes the cavalry, the Farrelly Brothers, come riding up over the hill, you know, and all of your favorites are there, the guy from fucking Say It Isn't So, those
Well, the Coens have an advantage over the Farrellys.
Yes, it's a roundabout.
Because the Farrellys wanted to be serious. They made that fucking, that bad movie with Mahershala Ali, Green Book.
You're right.
So then the Coens are like, right, dipshits.
Okay.
And then they get smoked by
So let me ask you this. Are the Farrelly brothers then spurned by the Coens, team up with the Wachowskis?
Here's what I see, because of what we were talking about with these monsters from both the Wachowskis and the Coens, they're just fucking killing each other. And meanwhile, Dumb and Dumber are just kind of like rope-a-doping around. Like, they don't even have to do anything. They're just
Dumb and Dumber having a burger with trying to prank somebody with a hot burger.
They like ate a pepper and they're looking for water, you know, like.
Yeah. The dudes behind the grill are the guys from Stuck on Me. They're just having a time waiting for these dudes. to and fight it out.
Yeah. And what a Cohen way to die than the dumbest person in the room kills you.
Left standing. Yeah.
God damn.
Yes.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. I think the Wachowskis beat the Coens in a fucking karate fest of, you know, they kick the gun out of someone's hand and fucking
pile of bodies by the end of it. But Wachowskis
pile
win.
Of bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy from A Serious Man is just in pieces.
And then the Wachowskis.
But still complaining.
Yeah.
And then the Wachowskis. Isn't this perfect?
Getting an annoying phone call.
And then the Wachowskis, half beaten and bloodied, turn to the Farrellys, who easily third man them with their ridiculous foibles and slapstick humor, you know?
Yeah, they like accidentally like spill some milk on the hard drive and like Neo gets fried.
Truly. And then, and also like the Wachowskis take it all very seriously, you know, they're fucking serious, serious. There's no jokes in these movies. And if there is, it's
techno
like just
philosophy.
For a second. Techno philosophy. And you know, they're going to try to bring that shit at the Farrellys. They're not going to see any of the pranks coming. They're not going to see they don't know the old bucket on the door gag.
Right.
They don't know the old tack on the seat gag. Farrellys mop the floor with them.
They don't know stick the peppers in the burger.
Stick the peppers in the burger. They're lucky to see food.
They give Neo a burger with a virus. And it eats Neo alive from the inside.
With a techno virus.
I think it's a clean sweep. I'm ready to vote.
Farrelly Brothers, man. They
Farrellys. It's the Farrellys. It's ding, ding, ding. The Farrelly Brothers.
Ding, 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 man. Holy heavyweight champion.
Out of nowhere.
And then honestly, the last shot of the movie, it pulls back and pulls back and pulls back. And then you see the Duplasses over the hill.
they're writing a movie about a guy that just watched the fights. Like he blows a tire on the ride home.
Oh,
what's gonna happen?
Yeah. Led to him getting a semi painful divorce.
It's
gonna
be the first thing to get a billion views on Netflix.
Yeah,
fucking crazy. All right, ding ding ding. Farrellys take it. Okay. So who are your heavyweights? Who are the big ones? The big hitters?
Scorsese. Francis Ford Coppola.
Spielberg.
Spielberg. Freaking Georgie Lucas. Peter Jackson. I don't know.
PJ.
Old Peach. Spike Lee.
Any women?
Spike Lee.
Oh, Tim Burton?
Tim Burton.
Any women?
Now that's like he'd be like a fun freaky fight.
Fun freaky fight.
Now Tim Burton's been on the
Hitchcock.
Island before. Hitchcock.
The birds, look out, here they come.
Yeah.
Are there any women? Are there any women that are heavyweight?
Are there any women?
Hurt Locker lady.
Catherine Bigelow, yeah.
Leni Riefenstahl?
Freaking, what's her name from
It's a problem
Laverne
of society. It's not our problem.
What's Laverne and Shirley? She's directed a bunch of shit.
Oh, Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall.
Oh, Penny Marshall.
She's a
directed
heavyweight.
Big.
She's a heavyweight.
Penny Marshall's absolute heavyweight. Legendary heavyweight.
Greta Gerwig fucking got nominated. She's like close to heavyweight.
Greta Gerwig?
She's close.
I was going to say...
am I coming off too desperate to sneak a woman in there?
No.
The Wachowskis count.
We need a black guy. We need a black guy.
To be fair, the Wachowskis are women, so we have women in there.
Yes.
They are post... post-gender, you guys. They exist as ones and zeros in the middle of a front kick.
Yeah, man. Download that.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to be the first. The Wachowskis are going to be the first to make a movie that's in magic eye poster vision.
You have to get dizzy first before you can see it.
Sam. Tarantino is a fun heavyweight to me.
Tarantino.
Oh, that is fun.
Because it's all about violence.
How about Penny Marshall versus Quentin Tarantino?
That's fucking tight.
Wow, what am I doing here? Why am I up?
That one's more about like whose assistant can like throw coffee in the other person's face.
I think Spielberg versus Scorsese is the most heavyweight one we could have.
True.
And a good contrast to styles.
And they're like the same body type.
Now,
two little old guys.
What if we went...
What about Woody?
What about Woody?
Woody Allen.
Woody Allen. Problematic dude. Allen.
I want to see Greta Gerwig kick Woody Allen's ass.
I think that's just the undercard that happens before Fight Island. It's just she gets to whoop his ass.
That's celebrity death match.
There are some people who are banned to Fight Island Hell who they just have to watch, and they're like, I don't understand. I'm a shoo-in.
Danny Rose.
Broadway Danny Rose.
I like Spike Lee. I like David Lynch in this, maybe is fun.
Ooh, I was gonna say, what about
Werner Herzog?
Werner Herzog's very fun. Werner Herzog though is more of a middleweight because he doesn't have a mainstream hit.
He's not heavy.
But he's a heavyweight of middleweights. Well, he's a heavyweight of documentarians.
I think we can't ignore Michael Bay. And the lights.
You're totally right.
He's
like not like a good filmmaker, but like a constant box office hit.
Yeah.
Are there other in that category? Just box office guys?
I think
Spielberg, but.
Well, I mean, you know, we could get into your Gore Verbinski's. We could get into your.
I've come to a separate conclusion, Jerry which is Bruckheimer? We need to do directors too.
Your
we need a
Bruckheimer's.
We're gonna have multiple directors episodes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Fair. This is your directors part one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say, I think this is a. An example of the kind of the old respectable school, if it may so be still called, versus the kind of new selling out for the glitz and the glamour. What if we did Scorsese versus the guy we just said, Transformers guy,
Michael Bay?
Yeah, and Scorsese famously like didn't like the Marvel movies and like doesn't like that big
that's good
show.
And he's got the most Iron fucking Man? Like murderers and crazy dudes more than Spielberg.
Yeah, so yeah. Then. Being a director is about unleashing your shit. So then, yeah,
Scorsese's
that works for
just
me.
All the worst people in the world. All his movies are about monsters.
Yeah,
human monsters.
Let's lock it in.
Okay, go ahead and lock it in, Sam.
Okay.
All right, who would win a fight? Heavyweight fight: Michael Bay versus Martin Scorsese.
So do they still have access to like all the things from their movies?
I think they do. I think they step out.
I think this is in
what the Goodfellas are going to beat the Transformers. No, the fucking Transformers.
But the Transformers are dumb as shit.
Listen, no racial stereotypes.
The Goodfellas have got a line on some electromagnetic pulse.
That's the other thing.
We can get a hold of some weapons from Cybertron.
That's smart because the Transformers would just show up like we're fucking big ass robots. Like good luck. Mm. But the Goodfellas would come in to be like, well, we got the fucking garbage truck guys.
We got
500 garbage trucks.
One of the Transformers trucks tries to turn into a robot or whatever, but it's just weighted down with stolen TVs. I can't. It's like, oh, I'm so full. I can't do this.
What's the problem? Oh, did somebody cut the brake lines on Optimus Prime?
And then you got like the CIA shit and the FBI from like... The Departed, the Dearly Departed.
Sure.
They got all the connections. They got their own jets. They can bring in all sorts of shit.
I mean, big smart guy versus dumb guy fight. I mean, like Michael Bay's clearly a dumb guy, and now, Scorsese's clearly very smart, and there's got to be an advantage there.
Did you ever hear the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
About when he was Michael Bay was directing The Rock, and he told Sean Connery, he was like, oh, why don't you try it this way, Sean? And Sean was like, oh, go blow up a bridge. That's like what he told him.
That's a great joke.
Pretty good.
I want to see. This isn't the most interesting version we could get from these two guys, but I really want to see Goodfellas guys versus Armageddon guys. Bruce Willis and his boys.
See, those dudes.
Like, that
those
would be a really good brawl, but it's not like, you know, we got Transformers to choose from. Like, we got other shit.
Truly. Yeah. I think it seems like Scorsese's obviously Scorsese career wise a lock, you know, he's the heavyweight. He's still making, as I say, fairly respectable films. He's kind of in a place where he's stretching his legs these days. So it's like, what are you doing here, Scorsese? This thing's 4 hours long, but I don't know if he has the edge in a fight, especially in a fight of properties.
I got another one. We got to consider we're forgetting all about Gangs in New York here, boys.
Okay.
He did make a fight movie. Damn it.
Here's the thing.
Those are some fucking brawlers, dude. Those are some brawlers. They can take anybody human. They'll take any human.
Okay. Again, here's a situation where, the way I'm seeing this go down is their respective armies run at each other. It's a bunch of mobsters. It's the Gangs of New York. Yes. It's fucking the kid from Hugo. I don't know.
Yes.
and then we've got Transformers. We've got Armageddons. We've maybe even got a meteor streaking out of the sky towards them.
Wahlberg.
And I think,
just Wahlberg. coming.
And I Wahlberg's
on both sides.
Wahlberg's on both sides.
Just two Wahlbergs fucking fighting each other.
Two Wahlbergs just wailing on each other in two
just kind of separate from the rest of the war. There's two Wahlbergs beating on each other.
Pulling out, stretching out the neck of each other's wife beater shirt.
Not at all part of the fight. Like, doesn't matter. No
I'm
impact.
Sorry that that's what it's called.
Yeah, sorry.
But and in the middle of it all, I see Scorsese and Michael Bay, you know, trying to fight each other with just these powerful blows, the, you know, reality bending around them. And I think, honestly, Scorsese's one of those dudes who does have that old guy strength in a I grew up in an orphanage and a nun punched me in the face every morning.
Scorsese
kind of vibe.
Studied boxing, Raging Bull. He understands throwing a punch.
If we're talking about the two of them fighting each other, Michael Bay has to be a little Michael bitch. Like, there's no way he's worth anything in a fisticuffs. Yeah. Like, he has to be a winner. Yeah.
It does feel like Scorsese will go and interact with the world some. It's like Michael Bay has never been to a grocery store.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Michael Bay, I think much like his I almost see him like if we were to give him like a Fight Island superpower, he's like the ultimate paper tiger. It's all illusions, you know? It's all explosions and everything. Mm-hmm. But the second you walk up to it and touch the explosion, you can walk right through it. And there he is inside eating fucking Doritos Extreme. Like, what?
That's good, Jordan. Mm-hmm.
And they fucking give him a black eye. That's it. You punch him on, you bop him on the nose. That's the first time anyone's ever punched him in the face.
It's the same as the Farrelly brothers win. You just got to get somebody over to the CGI guy, Michael Bay's CGI guy, back in the back of the battle.
Oh my God. That's what happens is De Niro comes up and garrote wires the fucking Michael Bay effects guy.
Yeah, I even could see it. And then everybody disappears. Everybody, except Bruce Willis and like fucking Ben Affleck. Steve Buscemi.
Shia LaBeouf fucking just screaming at God.
I could see it be like Megan the type Fox of thing where even the Goodfellas has the special effects union in their pocket. You know, all of a sudden, the last minute, the lasers shut off, all your transformers shut down.
Yes, Scorsese understands the systems that control all the effects.
So Armageddon guys, transformers, they're all walking to the middle of the battlefield like this is about to go down. Meanwhile, all the Goodfellas are just leaning back in their lawn chairs, fucking
wait for this, watch
eating
this.
Some pasta or something, just like, we'll see you in a second. Good luck. And sure enough, there's somebody choking him out.
Smoking a brand of cigarette that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. Lucky mother or something. Man, I think we all agree who's going to win this one, you know? When it comes right down to it, we don't even need to say it. Let's say it on three. All right. One two, three. Scorsese. Scorsese.
Scorsese. Queso. Got it.
He takes it. He was always going to take
Martin
it. Honestly,
Mild
I
queso.
Thought. I
Martin Chorizo. I love him.
I thought when I mean, from Jump Street, he's all the guy's all missiles and lasers. But no, you're right. He's they've thought about this. They all thought about this. And meanwhile, they got the muscle in the streets. It's and also Bill the Butcher. He's no dummy.
Also,
you know?
Directing
his
directing.
Bed chambers with his my gut, whatever. I have a good impression of that guy.
That was good.
I'll festoon my bed chambers with his guts.
God, what a good. Honestly, that might be my favorite Daniel Day-Lewis.
Whoopsie Daisy. That's the one.
Whoopsie Daisy. I think about that all the time.
I used to do that at fucking parties if I was in a good mood. I would just fucking start screaming that.
Fucking hell. I could even
if I was at a party, I'd scream, "I abandoned my child." But that was
abandoned my boy.
That was fun.
Yeah, no, that one's good.
Abandoned my boy.
Give me the blood, Lord. Give me the blood.
Oh, holy fuck! I even just thought of like they Michael Bay bought the Transformers off of a new guy, and it was he was in the pocket, and when they showed up, they were GoBots. You know, it's like these are counterfeit Transformers.
Just another side note, a fun one. A really fun one would have been, I think, Tarantino versus fucking the guy we were just talking about.
Goddamn. Oh, Robert Rodriguez.
No, from There Will Be Blood and goddamn.
Paul Thomas Anderson
versus Tarantino.
That is
the guy that's a really good filmmaker.
We've
got to
do directors
that thinks
too.
He's a really good filmmaker. You know what I mean? Not that Tarantino's bad, but like he wishes.
We didn't mention David Fincher, who I love. And is like
there's
a hyper-specific weird control freak. Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, we got to do directors too. This is weird. This
we'll do directors too. Kurt, we'll have to have you back. Sure. Thank you so much. Sure.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. This was a total blast, man. Where can people find you on the web and such?
Yeah, I'm Kurt Neill on the socials. Kurt with a C, Neill, N-E-I-L-L. And I just made a movie. I got a movie coming out. It's called Derek's Dead. It's currently available for pre-order, but it'll be out December 15th. If you want to pre-order, if you can afford it, it would make us look really cool, and we appreciate it. But it's funny, and it's got a bunch of cool LA comics in it.
It's got previous Fight Island guests in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly does. I'm definitely going to pre-order that.
It's got former Fight Island guest Joe McAdam in it.
Joe McAdam.
It looks hysterical. An all Fight Island cast, you guys. You heard it here. Only people who have been on Fight Island. You can find me at Razor Lou. I'm on all of the Instagram, the Twitter, twitch.tv/Razor Lou. I play video games. I do art on there. You can come check me out. Also, please check out Better Than Heroes Mondays on twitch.tv/Better Than Heroes. It's live Dungeons and Dragons with comedians. A lot of fun.
Better than heroes, just one day. It's
a complete blast. We're actually going to play a weird vampire one with a friend of the pod, Jared Logan, tomorrow. I'm excited.
Nice.
About it.
Funny guy.
That was very fun.
Funny guy.
How about you, Sam? Where the hell are you on the internet?
As always, you can find me at VoteSamWiles on Twitter. Go listen to my comedy album if you haven't. It's called Regular Guy Out of Hell, and it's on Spotify. And that's it. That's all I got.
Hell yeah. That's all you need. I think that about does it for this episode of Fight Island. Go check out Derek's Dead. Sam, why don't you count us down, pal?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island. Like a way to block shots, that's way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the